The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to Secular Brother Podcast.
Hey, Chris.
You're very festive. You're in the mood for St. Patty's Day, which is a week early, I think. Next Friday? I think it's next Friday. I'll be in spring break on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty hardcore.
You'll be in Colorado.
I will not be. I will be in the free state of Florida, as they say. I don't know if you've heard.
The high state of Colorado.
Yeah. If you read Ron DeSantis' book, you can find out all about the state of Florida. I haven't read it yet. I do have it. I did buy it. Audiobook.
You got the audiobook.
I think I got it on Audible. I pre-ordered it. I don't know if it's available yet, if it's in my downloads yet. What? Why are you commenting, Will? Already?
I just love you. Like, I bought it. Kind of. Well, pre-ordered. Like, it's on
the audio. With Audible, you use like a credit. So it's like I kind of bought it, but it also feels free. But it's like $40 a month. It's like
I had Audible and I canceled it.
I have a lot of credits built up. You can't listen to that much, many books.
Charging me too much for this. Yeah. I can't listen. I don't have that much time.
Did he read it himself? He had to have, right?
Yeah, usually.
The courage to be free. I do have it in my account. Yeah. It's a 9-hour listen. It's actually 8:59, which I feel like is go at making something 99 cents. Like you're like, oh, it's just under 9 hours. Like you said,
it's only 8 hours.
That's significant.
Yeah. And this is definitely apparently his book of like, here's his platform for when he decides to, if he decides to.
What's the title?
The Courage to Be Free. It's a bit safe for a title. Kind of would want something a little harder.
It's a little forgettable.
But it's Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival. See, I like that better. But it's probably too Floridian.
It sounds like a report the government would put out about like their statistics.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
First-hand account from the blue-collar boy who grew up to take on Disney and Dr. Fauci.
Skip the Harvard part.
Well, that's actually, honestly, that's the last line. The first line is Harvard. He played baseball for Yale, graduated with honors from Harvard Law School, and served in Iraq in the halls of Congress.
Okay.
But in all these places, Ron DeSantis learned the same lesson. He didn't want to be part of the leftist elite.
Yeah, supposedly he had a very bad experience at Harvard, like because he actually got there off merit. And
see, I don't know a whole lot about him now that I'm like, I know that part. I know nothing before that. I know that he was a military guy.
Military Congress.
In Ivy League educated.
I mean, he's only 40. That's basically his life.
Yeah. I know.
Law school to Congress to...
Who's the other guy that announced? What's his name?
Vikram Ramaswamy?
Yes. I looked up him and it's like, he only is a month older than me. I'm like, oh, I'm getting to this point in my life.
He's a billionaire.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
He sold a health tech company early on, and then he's doing a venture capital.
So he's one of those guys that makes you feel bad for what you've done with your life. You're like, oh, you're already running for president. You were born in August of 1985. Great.
And he's from Ohio.
Yes.
There you go. Where in Ohio? I've learned that I have beef with
outside
portions
Cincinnati.
Of Ohio, I think. Like, I think I'm more of a Cleveland, and I'm less of a Cincinnati. Does that sound right?
No? Politically,
that doesn't sound right for anyone.
I'm more Cincinnati. I don't know. They got the zoo, though. I like those animals. You see Siegfried and Roy's house is for sale? I've been trying to get my wife to like, okay, the spending our life savings plus going into extreme debt. It's not as much as you think.
I think you're buying a big liability because you said it's not a great area of town.
Yeah. I would like to have just host parties just to be like, would you like to come over to Siegfried and Roy's old estate?
It's a little dark.
Yeah. It ended tragically. So... Across the whole board.
Like, they were the first Tiger Kings.
Yeah.
In many ways.
But they had like at least like nice enclosures for their animals.
Okay. What? Were they nice?
They look pretty nice, these pictures.
Are they on? Oh, they're on property.
Oh, yeah. That's my wife is a big animal person.
Oh, so you could sell her on getting her own zoo.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I was like, you can finally have all the animals you want, and I get to fulfill my dream of living in a really bizarre home off the Las Vegas Strip, which is sort of my – one day I would love to have a residency. I don't know what you're going to hear me talk about or say, but the idea of the Las Vegas residency is very tempting. I don't know how we got here. Oh, Ron DeSantis.
You get like a giraffe.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how high
the desert enclosures. Desert, man. I really watch. You got to keep the animals watered down.
Yeah, I feel like scorpions would be a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Forward like your tigers. Like, I'd be worried about killer scorpions attacking my tigers.
You just go to, like, UAE for two tigers.
Yeah. Well,
it's interesting. Is the book, is it doing well?
I think it's doing pretty well. It said you may also enjoy Mike Pompeo's Never Give an Inch, Ron DeSantis in Office, which is a
an unofficial.
Beth Moore's book, All My Knotted Up Life, and Trey Gowdy's Start, Stay, or Leave. Trey Gowdy has become full-on Joel Osteen, and it is really like in the imagery. Like that, he's wrote a book called The Art of Decision Making.
Oh, he's like self-help.
It's self-help, yeah. And it looks like it's like that's clearly what it is. It's like full-on self-help, which is good for him. I'm cool with him. He actually, well, how would you describe Trey Gowdy? As what was he? Or what is he?
Well, he was a conservative congressman.
Yeah, that's how I would say. This is Fox News host and number one New York Times best-selling author.
He is Fox News host.
No, I know that. But in my head,
that's not
how he got to be a Fox News host.
That's not his career.
No, I 100% agree. He was a federal prosecutor and then a congressman.
Right. Like, I remember him being
right. He's not like a professional host.
He's not Tyrus, you know. No beef for Tyrus, by the way. There's one person I don't want coming after me. Though I think he may like this hoodie I'm wearing. I've met Tyrus. Nice guy. Giant. Biggest man maybe I've ever encountered. So,
yeah. So, you know.
Sorry, Tyrus got me flustered.
Everybody likes their books. I've got a book. I don't know how well they do anymore.
Everyone loves their books. I have a book. People have books.
No, I do. But, like.
I've never written a book.
It's such a different than the fiction world, which I know is, like, that sells.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody else, it's like, it's hot for a minute, but, like, you know, how many of your.
Now, how did this become? So Nikki Haley put out her book, with all due respect. Tim Scott dropped his book. Mike Pence put out So Help Me God, which I saw a lot of the autographers that I'm a part of that community. They were all hounding Mike Pence. And they were like, Secret Service won't even let us get close to him. It's like, yeah, no kidding, guys. the Vice President of the United States. But he would sign as many books as you brought.
Is that part of the deal?
Uh-huh. He wouldn't sign extra stuff. But what these guys do is they then cut it out. And then they make them into different things.
The whole thing.
But, I mean, people are buying 100 books.
Oh, my God.
The autograph collectors.
Really. And, of course, the person who wrote the book wants you to buy as many books as possible because that helps sales.
But a lot of those people, when they do signings, it's like two.
Usually a limit.
There's usually a limit. Mike Pence, it was like at Liberty or something. It was at like a Christian college. It was like, I will do an unlimited, like however many you have, as long as we have them in stock, I will sign. Which I don't know if that's a good sign for Mike Pence, but it was interesting.
I don't. These books are all to get your... To get a long-form policy out. It's really
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. How this started years ago.
Everybody having a book?
Everyone, if you're considering running for president, you've got to have 9 hours of audio content about exactly how you feel.
Basically on every issue.
On every issue.
And your whole life story.
Yeah.
So, as you want it to be told.
Did Trump do it?
Well, I mean, he had the art of the deal.
Well, I mean, did he do a
I don't think
political
so.
Biography kind of book?
I think there was one in 2020. Let me look it up.
Official?
But I think
2016.
2016. I think he did one for 2020 as well. I'll check, though.
He might have had something put out.
I mean, he got enough things with his name on it. I'm sure that someone put out a book.
Well, there are definitely the tons of unauthorized.
Yeah, I'm just curious. That became like a trend now. And you're right.
It was.
I feel like they
I don't know if it's.
I mean, clearly, they all
I mean,
did
it. Still is a trend. It still matters that it's not for money.
No, because and it can't even be that much for sales, like you said, or it. Because they still limit him out.
Is there a reason to go on tour without having to declare you're a candidate yet?
Yeah, that's what DeSantis is doing now.
Right.
He's on a book tour.
How does a Florida governor justify
going to California and doing an event?
Right. You justify it by saying, I'm doing a book tour.
Right. And also, I guess it gives people.
And I'm recruiting people to Florida.
And it gives people to quotes.
Lots of quotes.
Yeah, you can go back and research.
You get to tell your story how you want it to be told.
Yeah.
In 2016, Donald Trump had Great Again, How to Fix Our Crippled America.
So yes, everybody does.
Everyone does it.
To some extent. I mean, I think some are more biographical than others, probably. His is probably not as biographical.
Yeah, like DeSantis, I wouldn't probably read a lot of these just purely because I'm familiar with their stories.
But you're trying to figure out who he
like
was.
Even Tim Scott, I feel like he talks a lot about his story. I know a lot about him.
You know about his mom. You know about yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right. But I don't know much about Ron DeSantis.
No, I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you if he's got brothers, sisters.
No idea.
Nothing, and not that I haven't been around him, but he's not that, and I'm not either, so I don't discredit him for that. I'm not that personal.
No, you want to be more private. I get it. We did get married in the same place, same wedding venue, me and Ron DeSantis, about 6 months apart. So
that's all?
He's been married less than me.
But he was like, it was right there.
Right there. I know. It's pretty crazy.
You guys were using the same planets.
Probably. Me, the DeSantis, were sitting there.
Little did Disney know they were creating their worst nightmare.
I did think about that. Yeah, they got married at Walt Disney World. To make sure people do know that. I know that.
A decade
I don't
later,
think that's. I don't know if that's in the book. I'm curious.
But a decade later, he took away their right to exist.
He took away their
police force, right?
Okay, I'm a little.
Was it that they had that was so weird?
So they have essentially their own city. So Reedy Creek is the area in Orlando.
They get to control everything.
Yes, there are even some residents that are there. They have their own police force, their own fire department, their own EMTs. And by the way, it's absolutely necessary. The amount of people that are there, the amount of visitors that are there, and the size. You can't. I mean, it's dozens of miles. I don't even know the
so
number.
So what was it that they had full autonomy?
Yes, and a lot of financial
tax credits. So if you lived within that, were you
but
paying less
they
property
paid
tax?
For, no, that's the thing is that they paid for a lot of that themselves. Osceola County and Orange County are now going to be footing the bill for a decent amount. That's why a lot of property owners in the area
where it gets it
are not thrilled with the new move by Governor DeSantis. They like it from the sense of being like, yeah, they're upset with some of the way Disney has handled stuff. But the Republican conservative side of you that can take away the do I care what Disney is doing about their content goes, oh, you know, I don't know if I like the fact that my property taxes are going to rise.
Right.
So and that, now instead of it being Disney having to pay for their own services, like the fire department, like the police department, like their infrastructure, now it's the Florida taxpayers that have to foot the bill because it's going back to the government itself.
Now, long term, they said this is going to save money, make money?
Yeah, and I think they've said there's going to be like a – it's kind of a – they kind of found a middle. It wasn't – there was some negotiations there.
I mean, listen, got done. His moves – Disney had to take radical actions.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Like getting rid of their old CEO and bringing back. I'm getting rid of their new CEO, and bringing back their old CEO.
Well, that's just the power of conservative media, I'd say in general. I think people undersold,
especially if your market is kids.
They undersold that a lot. They undersold the.
They did not understand who they were talking to.
No, and I think
which is weird because they have theme parks where you could literally get the demographics of everybody.
Right. The box office though showed, and everything happened like that. On some more pressing news, and we should talk about this. This comes from just this morning. Will, you can kind of give us a little bit of a brief. This is about the crisis at the border. This is the fentanyl crisis. We had Peter Ducey, White House press briefing. He was there. He asked a pretty hard-hitting question to KJP. And, of course, her question starts with – her answer becomes starts with, let's be very clear. I don't know if you're going to find much clarity. Let's take a listen.
So cartels kill Americans on this side of the border with drugs. And now they're killing Americans on the other side of the border with guns. Why is President Biden so comfortable with cartels operating so close to the U.S.?
Well, let's be very clear. Let me take on the drug part here, because since you brought this up, because of the work that this president has done, because of what we've done specifically on fentanyl at the border, it's at historic levels that we have been able to record a number of personnel working to secure the border because of what we've been able to do.
So was she telling the truth there that it was?
Is it historic lows or historic levels?
It's
because
historic.
The answer could
Let
go
me
either
be
way.
Very clear. Here's two ways you can take this.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a word that is so different from the other word that it's either at the highest level
or the
ever
lowest.
Or it doesn't even exist. We know it exists. And actually, there's things worse than fentanyl coming down this pike. So some of their the way they talk around these issues is typical kind of Washington, which is – they talk about that drug like that's the number one thing. And what they're going to say is, well, you asked me about fentanyl.
Right.
Or I spoke about fentanyl. You talked about drugs, but I brought up fentanyl. And they're not bringing up fentanyl 2.0. which already exists.
I don't know anything about
it. It just hasn't, it's only gotten to it. They've only found it in a few cities.
Okay.
But it's been in the drug illegal, and it's more deadly.
Gotcha. Well, I think when you have answers like that, it definitely doesn't give you
No, like, he didn't clarity. Say fentanyl, his drugs.
And she doubled down. There's also her, she tried to clarify again. Take a listen.
So again, we are seizing fentanyl at record historic levels because of what the what the president has done to secure our border.
So there she goes. We are seizing it at historic levels.
So that means it is
coming in. It's the historic low because of the record high seizing, which also means the record high amount is trying to get over.
And a record high amount is making
is getting over
because that's what they know they're taking. So
the percentage wise,
wonderful. I mean, I think it's great. They need to try and stop it. The real you know, they love talking about root causes. The way you stop it is punishing China.
Yeah,
it's really the cartels are just taking a product from China, and by the time they get around to fentanyl, that won't even be an issue. We won't even talk about fentanyl anymore. It'd be something else.
Yeah,
these are all synthetics. They're all just made in labs and they're cheap.
So let's say we stopped it, but really it's just another poison.
Listen, it all goes back to it's all really about like heroin and opiates.
Yeah.
So basically the ground point
similar,
for all of
similar,
these.
Yeah.
And if you can't get people off of that, which I think is generational because of the way it was prescribed, overly prescribed, as we know from lawsuits, and that will take a while before that shifts out. There's also a place for these drugs, which is the tough part about when you let China manufacture all of your medications. There is a right place for fentanyl.
Oh, you mean for like the usage of it?
Right. There's
it's not just created for nefarious means. They're not just created for...
No, and neither are all... Listen, what the opiates got in trouble by saying
pills.
It wasn't addictive.
Yeah.
They're still necessary. If you had a major surgery and you want to get out of the hospital, you're probably going to be on those for a couple of days.
Yeah. And a lot of people fight it because they know of the
addiction. Yeah, they try to take alternatives now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what I'm saying is we allow these countries like China to be the number one drug manufacturers. So they make the legitimate medications. They also make the illegal medications. Same place.
Yeah.
Same guy, same company.
It's crazy. It's sad. But, you know, there is always that concern whenever you're taking anything if you're not knowing where it's being created.
It's being made likely in China.
Yeah. Unless you're taking supplements, different offerings from our friends at Centurion Labs. And they're made right here in the USA. And you need to check out Centurion Labs at centurionlabs.com/bros. Use that promo code bros to save 20% off your first bottle order. I've taken Defender Immunity Boost. It really helps you out. It's an all-in-one immunity booster. There's also Defender PM, which helps you with your sleep. There's Ninja Cough, which is kind of a cough suppressant. There's prenatal options. There's so many things you need to take a look. And like we said, they support this show. They're Christian conservatives, and also they are made right here in the U.S. in Alabama. The state of Alabama is where they're based, folks. So we love that. That's at centurionlabs.com/bros. Use that promo code bros.
Use it.
Yeah. And you know it's being made right here in the USA.
It is colder again.
It is. I'm back in a hoodie.
Yeah, it was warm for like a week.
I feel like they gave us this script like 6 months ago whenever they started, and the first line was, cold weather is here. And they're like, yeah, we know. You guys can be able to use that one just forever because it keeps going back and forth. And they're like, here in California, that's fine. All right. What else is going on? Anything else happening? All right. Well, I guess that ends our show.
I'm thinking for our other show today, to this show, that something different. Joe Rogan's bar.
Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan opened up his own comedy club, finally officially opened in Texas. I think they've kind of had the unofficial openings over the last couple of years as he's sort of migrated a lot of people to Austin, Texas, where he's opened the Comedy Mothership, which is a perfect name for Rogan's own place. The longtime passion project finally opened his doors. And he said, this quote is, you can't fire me from my own club. And what's interesting, comedy in general is sort of one of the last free expression places. But the fact that we're now opening venues, and those venues are made specifically for free speech or for open-ended comedy or for now it could be whatever. It's almost like we're opening alternatives to everything. When you have someone with that big of power, you can do it. Now, I have to say our local comedy club here brings on super liberal, super conservative. A lot of comedy clubs actually don't. They don't cancel a lot of people. The club circuit doesn't.
In a city that is not part of cancel culture either.
Yeah. I mean, there are comedians who have been quote-unquote canceled that have come and run for weeks here. Louis C.K., someone like that.
Yeah.
Who's come through Nashville.
They try to cancel a country music person that makes them bigger.
Yeah. Then they sell out to our arenas. But
as long as you can wear them tight pants and get the ladies.
But it does open up an interesting discussion about whether we're going to see that rise and see an open door for
like a chain of Joe Rogan
zones. I'm just thinking like you said, Broadway here in Nashville already has a bit of that.
Yeah,
but some of it's like, corporately controlled. They are corporately controlled.
Joe Rogan could add one.
Yeah,
to the list, but it would be of a list of
a lot of them don't want it. Comedy club.
He's
a lot
competing
of them don't
at
compete.
Austin too.
Yeah,
I don't really know. I don't know the comedy club there. Well, it's gotten very liberal there.
Well, what he's gotten is just a lot of his friends to move to Texas. So a lot of the Tom Segura and those guys have all moved to Texas. So he's got a stable of people that can sell that club out without a problem.
Yeah,
and it'll become like a destination for a Rogan fan. You'll be able. I'm sure there'll be events. You'll be able.
It's
to
also
go
a
to
college it. Town.
It's also yeah.
So you get your supplements. You get your.
Will's just thinking about spring break. He's just like, hey.
So I'm just saying that if you have a large university like the University of Texas there is going to be a demographic that would like to go to a Joe Rogan show. So even though it's a liberal city, there's still a lot of people in that demographic.
Yeah, a Joe Rogan experience.
Yeah, maybe he'll do the show live.
Yeah, exactly. Sell out in a second.
Yeah.
But you have those. I'd be interested to see, like, none of the ones in Nashville. Maybe you could say John Rich's Redneck Riviera, but it is a bit more.
What's Kid Rock's called?
Kid Rock's, you're trying Some to walk me into, yeah, big blank honky tonk.
It is really a big blank.
Yeah, it's got a guitar that is shaped not like a guitar.
But more like a binoculars.
Yes, yes.
Well,
I'm glad you said that. To quote Trace Atkins,
that's interesting. That's not even a Kid Rock lyric, is it?
No, but I'm sure it's somewhere in there. I'm sure that's been.
I'm sure she's.
He's doing a new tour. You know what's interesting with Kid Rock's tour? He announced this week Kid Rock's No Snowflakes tour on brand.
Well, you told me from that one event you got to have a pretty tough.
Oh yeah, I went to Kid Rock's comedy.
You're
gonna
see some T-shirts you didn't think you could wear on the
stage. Yeah, stuff that you didn't know that they could even sell, much less you could wear in public to like the Ryman, which at one point you couldn't curse on the stage, and now you know you can wear whatever you want. But he announced a tour, only 4 cities. Nashville, Austin, as you said, and I don't know if they've announced actually where the other ones will be. Joining him will be Grand Funk Railroad and Travis Tritt. So, and they added a second night here in Nashville. It sold enough to warrant a second night very quickly. Also Detroit. So Detroit, Nashville, Fort Worth, and Austin are the current dates for the No Snowflake Tour. But again, he picked a spot. He picked locations.
Places.
Where he knows he'll be safe to do.
And maybe he could do it for a few nights.
Probably, and could do his show. That's more what I mean with these venues. The fact that we could say, hey, we're going to open up a conservative music venue.
On paper, wouldn't sound like that would work.
Wouldn't sound like something you would want to even go to.
You want to go to that venue?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. Historically, we haven't had, other than some country music greats. If you've ever been to a Republican National Convention, it's usually not full of your greatest favorite musicians. You're not like, oh man.
No.
Yeah. Like, I remember we went to the RNC in 2004 and Dexter Friebisch performed, and they had a hit like 6 years before that, and it was like a maybe made it into the top 40.
I don't know.
Brooks and Dunn played. That was great.
Oh yeah, the country's never been an issue.
It was like Brooks and Dunn, 3 Doors Down, great. And then it was like,
but it was before Dexter country was Friebisch. Popular.
Yeah, it was still when it was somewhat. It was kind of in that.
Now
weird
I'm not
era.
Sure you would get the main country guys.
Don't think so. No, actually, I would say, except for you had Luke Bryan bringing DeSantis out on stage. They're, look, a lot of them are actually
he's older. He can make his decisions.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now. A lot of them are actually still conservatives. They're being told, and this is something we should have John on. They're being told just don't do it because the major corporations that own the record labels are definitely not. And they don't want to hear it from their own talent. So there's the fully independent, like a Kid Rock or like a John Rich. And then you have people like a Luke Bryan or those that are probably with you, I would bet, on pretty much everything, but are playing, you know, in the Hollywood space, which I understand. They got to make a career. He's had a great career. He's a good guy. But it's interesting.
What? Secular Bar Grill.
Yeah. Securitaville.
Oh.
No?
I wouldn't play around with that too much.
I don't know.
I could get dangerous real fast.
Maybe Jordan Peterson could do like a line of psychiatric facilities.
Yeah. Peterson's Bar and Grill sounds
slash counseling. Like a place you go.
The psychology of whiskey.
Where like you're
Well, that was mine, Peterson. I've still got to work on it. It's not great.
Yeah, it's weird.
He has, because he kind of talks like this.
He almost sounds Irish.
He does. He has this sort of accent that's a little bit like I can't, and he starts crying, and he's just so
emotional. You're getting better at it.
I know. As I'm talking, I can hear myself get my Peterson on. Just
so it's like your waiter, waitress will be also give you advice.
Oh, it'd be like that restaurant in Vegas where they pretended to be French.
Yeah, same thing.
So this is they pretend to be French Canadian. And they they come
French
up
Canadians
and they,
with all the answers.
Yeah, they come up and they say yes.
Eat only red meat and
yes, it's that's true. It's a full carnivore restaurant.
So, yeah,
Jordan, if
there's
you're watching
all these
right
things
now,
that add up.
Dr. Jordan, what's the middle initial? He always says it. Jordan P. Peterson. That's not Jordan right.
B, in Bumblebee.
Jordan P. Peterson is that's a character from like Adventures of Pete and Pete. That's not like a real person. I don't know. We can come up with a whole line of. That's what we should do. You know, like a lot of those bars on Broadway that are like, other than John's is run by him. They're not really. It's like, you know, Luke.
Did Garth Brooks open?
Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places has not opened yet, I don't believe. It's going to be the cleanest bar.
Very soon, though. I'm already seeing a lot of signage.
The safest bar in, I don't know how. There's going to be charging stations. There's a police station inside of it. That's what it is.
Okay, who wants to go to that?
Am I wrong?
That sounds like the worst bar.
Apparently, he's allowed the police to operate on their second floor.
I think they already have on Broadway, they have like a little substation where they're going in.
He just let them build it inside this bar.
Okay, that's weird.
To make sure everyone's safe. Because it is a large amount of the bachelorette parties.
Have there been any problems?
You know, I think there's more and more starting to happen. While Nashville is pretty darn safe.
I don't see many stories.
You don't see many stories, but it does happen. And you're actually seeing that the owners on Broadway are creating their own security forces. That they're all kind of partnering together to try to stop it. But what I was saying was before we got
what
like
are they
this,
trying to stop? What's the problem? Petty crime?
I don't know exactly, but I think there's
not violent crime.
I think they're just
that would
concerned.
Be the news.
I think they're more concerned with the amount of single women on the streets that are
blitzed.
Right.
Drunk at 10 o'clock.
I mean, my cousin-in-law, she worked at the urgent care that they have stationed off of Broadway, and she's like, the injuries were just wild.
Really just goofy?
Well, most of them were scooter crashes. They break their legs on the scooters, you know. We have those little bird scooters here, and they are a mess. Or someone falls, a lot of just falling. So I think some of it's that, but what I was saying is how they have – a lot of those are owned by, you know, like a major corporation, and they license like a Old Red. We'll do that, but for all of these, you know.
Yeah.
We'll open up Crowder's Chowder. We'll open up – what else could we do? I'm trying to call it Shapiro's Shrimp-Piro. Ben Shrimp-Piro's.
They're not kosher.
That's better, though. That's funny. See, there's a joke there. I shouldn't have said Shrimp-Piro. What else could we come up with? I don't know.
You know, I mean, I feel like
it should be Jordan Meterson.
Oh, that's true.
Because
all
of the meat.
Oh, meat. When you said meter, I was thinking parking meter. Or like, I don't know. I know everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. Sorry.
He's, you know,
Jordan Meterson.
It's a sad bar.
Shrimp-Piro.
It's a very dark bar.
Sad.
They only focus on Exodus, which is a pretty dark book to start with.
Exodus is not a – well, I guess it is
dark. Yeah, it's pretty dark.
But it offers some hope.
It's pretty ISIS.
There's a dove.
There's a lot of killing.
In Exodus?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dove?
It's the beheading. I think you get your Exodus confused with a – this is the Old
Exodus,
Testament.
I'm aware it's in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. After that, don't remember. But I know those are the first five. What?
What dove are you talking about?
I was mistaken.
You're thinking Genesis.
I was thinking Genesis.
Genesis 5.
And the ark and all of that.
Very pleasant.
The ark?
Well,
rainbow.
Somewhat pleasant, but also destructive. But Exodus is ISIS style.
Yeah. And then you have...
that's like beheading because you've said you like...
The Passover.
You know, you look the wrong way, off with your head.
Yeah.
Turn to salt, turn to things. You know, it's just it was a rough time.
Remember Israel? They were like, there she is in salt. There's the body. Believe what you want.
Yeah.
I believe it happened, but did I believe that tourist stop was maybe real? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like all the rain over the centuries didn't wash away the salt?
It's been multiple millennia, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
We got to call in like 5 minutes, so we got to talk first before we do that about our new friends at Birch Gold. You can buy gold right now. And as you know, 2022, the stock market took a bit of a dive. Was the worst year since 2008. I'd say that's probably just in general. 2008. I mean, I got married in 2008. Other than that, you had the market crash.
Subprime mortgages.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happened there. The Big Short, all that business. But inflation has been hamstringing our economy and our savings. And if you've been following the news, you know about it. And you know they keep raising the interest rates. And the only tool you have to keep against this inflation under control, and it is not working right now.
Yeah, so Birch Gold, they are a foremost story of precious metals, not just gold. And they'll help you convert your existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. Tax shelters, you can learn more. Text BROS to 989898 or 989898.
Yeah. Make sure you use that promo code.
So you get your free info kit.
That's right.
They got alert. You know, so initially, what you're doing is just getting some information.
Yeah. And they got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied customers. Satisfied. There you go. You can trust Birch Gold. I'm sure they're going to love this ad read. To protect your savings with gold. At least it's longer, so they get more time.
989898.
Text BROS, yeah, to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold. Text BROS again to 989898. Do it today.
Yeah, I have a tough time with those like numerical codes that always get texted to me because your phone, if it's the one slot where it brings it up automatically, you just hit because the whole thing is a scam. But those ones that have then taken it to the next level where you got to then put each one individually, once you hit one number, it disappears. You know what I'm saying? Like the 6-digit code?
Oh, like it like blacks it out?
No. If you could paste the whole code, you could just hit copy paste.
Yes.
But the ones that have the individual spots, you start typing the numbers, those numbers disappear.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I hate two-step auth verification.
I like it.
I mean, I'm sure it's necessary.
It's necessary.
But it's like,
did you get that
how many
notification?
Times have I given you my password?
On Twitter, gave me a notification saying that they're taking away my if I don't pay for Twitter Blue.
You lose
it. You lose cell phone 2-step verification. You only can do it via email, I believe.
Wait.
Or maybe you're losing email verification. You're losing 2-step verification. That's going to be something that's going to be exclusive to Twitter Blue members, even though I am verified.
I'm a Twitter Blue member.
Look at that. Will's fake verified. How does it make you feel?
Well, I like to spread a lot of misinformation.
You know what I used to like? I used to like actually checking on Dad's account because he hits a lot of random people, verified people that would follow him. Be like, who's following us now? Gary Cherone. You know, it'd be like that, The Undertaker. And now it's like everyone is verified has 3 followers. This is a very first world problem, but it's less fun because he used to go in and be like, oh, who random celebrity is there? It's like, no, it's now.
Now it's just me.
Now it's MAGAs for truth. You're like, oh, gotcha. All right.
I've just been stuck on my Peterson Bar and Grill.
I mean, it would be a hit.
Yeah.
You have to wear a jacket, though. Like, there's got to be a strict dress code.
Very strict.
Like going to the Magic Castle.
Everything is very strict there. Like, your posture.
Yeah. Fork and knife placement.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't If you don't go BMW.
No women allowed.
If you don't go BMW, you don't know. You know that BMW?
Nope.
Bread, meal, water.
I mean, I know how to – I guess I never had to learn it that way because I – I mean, this next level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the basics.
I don't even know if that's correct, by the way. I made that up. I didn't make it up, but I have a vague memory of it. I never went to Cotillion.
You're talking about, like, the bread plate.
Bread.
I'm trying to make sure that what you're saying is
meal,
accurate.
Water.
That's just the basics, Logan. What if you have a...
It's like Oliver Twist meal over here.
I mean, like, Olive Garden knows how to lay that out for you.
Yeah, maybe that's because... That's more my
style.
That
might be like where you got this
when
from.
You're there,
where does the salad go?
When you're there, your family. Where does the salad go? Well, I think in the same. What, you have a side salad?
Yes, many times.
Okay. It's too much. You don't know this. You're not supposed to eat vegetables. Well, we got to get on
this. They are out. That and seeds. People say seeds are the problem.
Like,
do you not see this everywhere?
Yes. I don't see
seed
it everywhere.
Seed oils specifically.
Seed oils.
What do you mean?
Grape seed, canola oil.
They're bad for you, are you saying?
Oat milk is bad for you.
What is?
Oats are not made to make milk out of, so why are we using it?
I use them. You know why? They don't give me the rumblies.
Because we don't want cow milk, because we're not 3.
My son drinks
then we do like ice cream. So it's kind of a catch. Do you really want your oat milk ice cream?
It's not bad.
Just call it oat juice.
It's not bad.
Oat juice, I think I would like. Well,
I prefer it.
No, because it's an alternative milk.
It's still creamy.
It is. It's the creamiest of all the alternative milks.
Yeah, it's the most palatable.
Absolutely.
I still don't like pouring it out. It's like cereal. It's gross.
I like it in cereal. I would never drink it in a cup. I would dunk an Oreo in it.
Three. I mean, yeah, milk has its purpose, and then it kind of then it's just a treat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, I like it in a milkshake
or it's candy. Yeah, yeah, it's a dessert, really.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not. It's not after about
my
five
bones aren't getting stronger.
After 5 o'clock, I can't do it.
Yes, I'm saying it actually isn't great. I mean, it does hurt.
It hurts.
I think the lactose intolerance wasn't wrong. I think it's just everybody.
Everyone's lactose intolerant?
To an extent.
I think, yes, you can't have this much milk.
Right. And some people react worse to it, but.
And as you get older.
It's not good for. You're right. It's just. Don't come after the milk industry because there's plenty of milk being had.
Brought
in my
to
house.
You by milk.
Brought to you by oats.
Milk.co.uk. We
brought
get our
you by
milk.
Sesame seed oil.
No, no. Don't
sesame
tell me. I don't
seed
know
oil. Don't yeah. believe Peterson.
Mad
get
cow
your
milk.
Sesame
My wife
seed.
Grows most of our vegetables, so I think we're okay.
See, you're part. You've already got that.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm one of those people. I get my eggs from an unregulated source. I get, but they're
delicious.
Do you
delicious. Eat non-pasteurized cheese like cheeses?
I don't know. I've actually never asked.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
cheese is presented to me because I am a king. I'm a Jordan Peterson. My wife must present me with cheese.
Is that true? With
I don't know. It sounds like
I
it, right?
I feel like his wife probably...
He doesn't eat cheese.
Oh, that's
true. That's true.
Okay.
He only eats red meat.
My wife presents me with a tomahawk steak.
It's really sad when he does that part of that interview. And they're like, are you still eating red meat? And he's like, yes, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
He eats lamb, right? He loves lamb. I love lamb. I don't know why Trump just opted.
Yeah, I don't know about him.
I love lamb.
I don't know how they would get along.
I can't do
that. I feel like they would not get along.
I'll have to work on my Peters. Is right. it too high? I think it's, or is it too low? There's just
you just have to ramp it up.
I have to. Yes, he talks a bit more. Yes, now I sound like an old man. Oh, yes, I'm Jordan Peterson.
Between the milk after 5 p.m. talk and now your
accent. I can't drink milk after 5 p.m. It's like Michael Caine, but, you know, he came here early.
I just feel like all these guys are just trying to get you a woman. Try to tell you how to get a woman.
Oh, we went to the live show. That was most of the questions. Where, how do I ask a woman on a date? And he's,
whoa.
But it's okay. People need those things.
There was a question, should we have children?
Yeah.
Like, philosophically?
I think it was that. Yeah, it was like, should we bring children into this?
It was a lot of self-help world. Stuff in the questions, though.
Yeah,
it's not that much about politics at all.
So shockingly low, I was disappointed.
But if you actually... listed it at all ever, it's hardly ever.
Well, I wanted like him on Rogan, and what I got was a self-help speech, which was fine, and then Q&A from, you know, people who everyone was in there, three-piece tux
that
suits.
Hey, starting there could be your problem.
Doors are a little shut if you're a profile on any of these dating apps, you're in a three-piece suit and you're not like a male model
or a psychology professor.
Like, if you look great in it, if you can work it, good for you. But if not, you look like you were just happened to be at someone's wedding.
What does that look like, a room full of that? Interesting.
Pale.
Well, he's pretty pale.
It was a lot of pale.
I don't feel like this group goes outside a lot.
Darker shade, whiter shade.
You know what I mean? They're not like outside enough.
Okay. I don't think we should go after these people. They're good people, I think. I don't know.
I don't think we know anything, honestly.
I went to the live show. All right, we got to wrap up, though. We're already late for a call. Just tell them we're busy.
I am. You wait for me.
That's to quote Mumford & Sons, I will wait for you.
I would not.
You wouldn't wait for me?
For you, yeah, sure. But
I mean, how long are we talking here?
Yeah,
how long did Mumford wait?
Still waiting.
He's still waiting.
Yeah, I think that is... not the other Mumford, though. The one who shares our political.
Yeah, there's one Mumford who's on Rumble, I think.
So, no, he's our Mumford.
Yeah.
He's the Mumford.
Not
of the
my
right.
Mumford.
He's the Mumford of the right.
Yeah. No thanks, sure. Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not Marcus. Not Marcus.
I think those guys should probably dig a little deeper. Like, this guy's just more outspoken.
They're just dudes.
They're from.
Truth is, people don't come to like life with 400 opinions on everything.
I don't know enough about them.
I don't either.
I've seen them.
But I do know that happened.
They were fine.
And then one guy
left. Yeah.
Labeled conservative because he questioned vaccines.
I think so. And
something
then
like
he... But then weren't they like raised by evangelical...
Weren't they also kind of done at this point? Yeah. It's easy to leave the band.
They're back
the
now because everything's
paying
back.
Those bills. So. Yeah, it's not about being the art anymore. At some point, it's not about the art.
It's a good place to wrap up. Deep. Psychological. It's never about the art.
Well, no. It starts off being about the art. Then you make it. And you still feel like it's about the art. Then you get 10 years of no new hits and not about the art.
You got to play some classics.
Gotta bring that banjo back out. So,
yeah, you got to bring that kick drum. Yeah, I saw like the Lumineers were headlining a festival here. I'm like, really?
It's all the kick drums.
I know. They're like, we're bringing that back. We're bringing back the Hey Ho.
Arcade Fire.
Yeah. Imagine Dragon.
Yep.
Just bass drums. Just bass drums.
So much just... and then a guy just sad guy.
Yeah. It was an interesting time. All right. Now, hopefully you had an interesting time here. God bless.
At least they played music.
Yeah. Perform with instruments. It's nice. It's nice to hear sometimes. All right. Goodbye. Good luck.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.